Hi guys, welcome back to Yappin' with the Yotes. I'm Samantha.
And I'm Katie.
And today we have two special guests and we're going to let them introduce themselves.
I'm Joey Lombard, I'm number 76 and I play center.
I'm JJ Galbraith, I'm number 82, tight end from Arvada, Colorado.
Nice. So how's your guys' day been today?
Eventful. I haven't been home since 7:15. Mm-hmm. But nice. Yeah, always staying busy for the most part.
I would say quite the opposite. We went to meetings this morning, and then I went home, just did a little homework, took a nap.
Must be nice.
Okay. What does like a typical game day look like for you guys? At home.
I'm very particular about my game day routine, so it's not anything crazy, but it's the same every time. So we have our walkthroughs and whatever we have to do here in the morning, breakfast, and after that I go home. I normally make something else to eat because the breakfast can be a little sketchy sometimes, but there I just hang out and I start looking over my notes, always turn some music on, and then I have to go start stretching, rolling out, do all that stuff before the game, and then I usually try to find some way to warm up, so either a sweatsuit or something like that, and then by the time we get to the dome for the coyote walk, and it's all kind of just getting gear on and warming up from there.
Yeah, like he said, meetings in the morning, walkthroughs, after that maybe get another bite to eat, and then me personally, I don't really go back home. I try and stay here at the dome, and I always cold tub before games. I don't know, that just helps my body kind of relax, helps my mental state. Then after that, I stretch, hit the compression boots, listen to music, nothing too crazy. Along those lines, get ready for game time.
Do you guys have any like game day superstitions that you have to do?
Me particularly, not really. I always just try and review notes before the game. Outside of that, I don't really have anything huge. I do try and on like certain plays, and even like the night before the game, I try and just visualize on certain plays, this is what I'm going to do, this is how it's maybe going to go. Just try and visualize that success, not just actually from my individual standpoint, but also from like the team.
Yeah, I would just say it's more mental preparation. You kind of just think about the game constantly, what your job's going to be. I don't really have any particular rituals, but I just know every game I'm spending a lot of time get my body right, stretching, rolling out, getting cups, whatever treatment there is to be had. So,
do you guys have any?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I used to have a lot when I was younger, but I feel like now it's just like I have to drink the same energy drink every time, do the same hairstyle usually. What else? Our team plays catchphrase before every game. That's like a ritual.
Tradition, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any, Katie?
We've started our game day Tic Tacs.
Oh yeah, we basically our whole team eats Tic Tacs before games, and we just say it's like
each color is like a dig. Like the orange ones are like you'll get a good dig if you have this one.
If you eat orange Tic Tacs, you'll get more digs. If you eat red ones, you'll get kills. That type of thing.
What's the best Tic Tac flavor?
Red.
Yeah.
The green ones are kind of good,
wrong
too.
Answer. Orange.
Orange.
Oh. Thank you. Orange. That's it for Katie.
What's the weirdest ritual that you guys have seen or superstition?
I feel like volleyball, I've heard a lot of people will have to, like, put their, like, knee pads and shoes on, like, right foot first, like, everything, and then, like, left foot.
Yeah. Like, there's certain ways they put their stuff on.
Do you know of anybody on our team that has weird ones?
There's one teammate I won't name, but has the lucky underwear.
Oh,
and okay.
Seems to have worked pretty well for him. If he believes in it,
he's playing. I believe well, so. In those ones. Those are used to have that one too. anyways, do you guys, like, do you, like, as a team, do you do anything before the game, or are you just, like, all on your own little world?
We're pretty on our own, but there's, like, the coyote walk we all have to meet up for before the game. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of the moment we're all together. But Tim Weidenbach from Higher Power Sports is a chapel for us also, and I know probably about 40% of the guys go to that, so those are kind of the two.
Do you guys have, like, music playing in your locker room, or is everyone, like, headphones locked in?
We have both. Okay. Typically, they'll turn the music on to, like, half volume in the locker room, mm-hmm. and then a lot of guys do have their own headphones still.
Yeah. That's us, too.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite thing to do on an away trip?
I feel like I'm pretty low-key on away trips, but I know a lot of guys like ordering in food mm-hmm. from other spots, since Vermilion has a very small selection of restaurants and stuff. A lot of guys try and find, I don't know, burger places, Panda Express, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Even Red Lobster, we just had a guy order pound and a half of Red Lobster this past weekend.
Oh boy.
Yeah, we don't get like a ton of freedom on the road. Mm-hmm. Like I know some teams, I've heard stories of some teams that get to leave the hotel and go out and about in the city. I don't know if you guys get to do that at all, but we don't. So we kind of hang out together in the hotel rooms and see our families, and the food's kind of the big one. People order in food.
Yeah, we like go sometimes we'll go shopping, go walk to coffee shops. We get to leave. We go to ice cream.
Target.
Walk around. Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah. We have some freedom.
It's fun. Must be nice.
Okay. We have a fan-submitted question for Joey. How is your faith journey and how has it helped you on the field? He says, love you, brother.
Awesome. Whoever wrote that, thank you. Love you, too. My faith has kind of just changed how I play the game, my approach to it. You know, a couple years ago, we weren't winning a lot of games, and that kind of makes working as hard as we do every day a little bit more difficult. But my faith's kind of allowed me to have a new identity and really appreciate that we get to play this sport every day. And the difficulties of it are really blessings in the end. So I'd say my faith has just helped me be more appreciative and not take it for granted.
Nice.
Also,
fan submitted, which uniforms do y'all think are easier to drip in? P.S. Shaka, bruh.
I mean, this year we got those new black mm-hmm. alternatives. Those ones are pretty cool because we got, like, the elbow sleeves, the black tights, black cleats.
Mm-hmm.
Though that does kind of vary with the new turf that we got, because you can't wear normal cleats on those. You have to wear, like, turf shoes, and they only give out certain kinds. So I would say that's kind of hard, at least with the shoe aspect, for those jerseys. But I think the classic answer is, like, white. I feel like with the all-white unis, you can go, like, a red arm sleeve, you can go white cleats. You could go, like, red leggings. You could have red or white gloves, since we have the red and the numbers and kind of all over the uniform. So I'd probably go with the whites.
For all the big guys out there, I have to respectfully disagree. The white jerseys make us look like huge rectangles, or ovals, rather. Black makes us look slim. Slimish, as slim as we can get. But you can't go wrong with black. You know, you wear anything with it. It just looks sleek.
Yeah. I think our black ones are my new favorite.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Will JJ ever buzz and bleach his hair again? From Jesse.
You know, I've been on the brink of doing it the past, like, 4 months. I've thought about it a lot. And last year when I did it with Niall. And actually, just yesterday, we were talking about it, about doing it again. So, maybe in the near future?
Maybe, folks.
We'll see.
Oh, boy. Okay, can you sleep with socks on?
I do sleep with socks on.
Oh.
It's actually, within the past, like, 6 months, it's my new thing. I feel like sometimes if my feet get too hot, they get, like, sweaty.
Yeah.
And I don't like that feeling, so when I have socks on, it kind of, like, helps.
But don't the socks make your feet hot?
Not really. I don't know what it is. I feel like when I don't wear socks when I sleep, my feet get sweaty, but when I wear socks, they don't.
That's and also,
like, I feel like if your feet do get hot, you can put them outside of the covers, and then, I mean, I sleep with a fan,
uh-huh.
So, like, if I didn't sleep with socks, then I feel like they would get cold, and then I'd have to put them back in, and it'd just be waking up, putting them out, putting them in, putting them out.
So you like the socks because they make your feet not hot,
but they also keep them warm,
from getting cold.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I really don't know. Like, my feet sweat if I don't wear socks when I sleep, but when I wear socks, they don't.
That's really interesting. Wow. I'm a sock hater.
Me as well.
When I get home, I take my socks off. I don't ever wear socks. I won't
Have
ever
you
wear
tried
them
it?
Bed. Oh, I've tried it, and they don't last. I take them off in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you tried it?
No, and I don't play a lot.
It's more of a winter thing. My house was built in like 1908, so like when it's winter out, you're basically outside. It's freezing in there. So that's the only time it's justifiable.
It's valid.
Yeah.
Who on the team would be the most likely to survive the Hunger Games?
Honestly, I'd have to go with, like, one of the country boys. Maybe, like, Haggy or something like that. Only because I feel like he would have, like, survival instincts. Even, like, Witty, I feel like, would be a candidate. I mean, those guys go hunting a lot, so they know how to, like, camouflage themselves, use guns super well. That kind of stuff. Probably someone from, like, the country group.
It's a pretty solid answer. I'd say if the prize was a certain cold beverage, then I would probably pick Zach Witty for sure. But you know, some guys I just can't give the credit to out here. I'll say JJ just because he's a specimen. So.
I feel like I would love that.
Yeah, JJ is a good pick for that.
Okay. Would you rather be able to breathe underwater or fly?
Is it like a certain distance that you can, or like a certain length of time that you can only breathe in water?
No,
and like a
you
certain
can just,
distance you
you're
can
like
only
a fish.
Fly?
Either you're a fish or you're a bird.
I'm vertically challenged. I'm going flight all day.
Yeah.
Okay, can I ask this too? Does pressure have an impact on your body? Because like, because if I can breathe underwater, I'm going to go to like the depths of the ocean. But if pressure affects me, then I'm gonna get crushed.
Well, you know, it doesn't.
Okay.
Pressure
okay.
does not.
You're gonna eat by something before you get down there, anyways.
False.
You guys weigh in on this.
I think I'd rather fly because you could fly anywhere in the world, travel.
Like how fast? Are we talking, are we talking like Superman flight speed?
Yeah. Like yeah.
Probably convenience-wise, I'd probably do flying too.
Do both of them.
But if I could, I no doubt would. Don't get me wrong. But flying would probably be more of a convenience.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. What would you pick, Katie?
I don't know. I would like flying, but I don't like birds.
What?
I just, like, wouldn't I see other birds up there?
Yeah.
I don't like
you see
birds.
Other fish in the water.
I like fish.
Sharks.
What about like sharks?
Sharks.
Eels.
Cool.
Octopus.
Whales.
Mermaids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's? Do you guys have any hot takes?
Is water wet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You disagree?
Absolutely not.
I don't think it's wet. I think it, with whatever it comes into contact with, makes something else wet.
wet is the reaction of the water?
Like, so would water make water wet? Mm-mm.
I'm not familiar with chemistry, but I know like something about the chemical compound of H2O. They can't like bond together.
So water they can't make bond with water.
Well, it can't make itself wet. If
Katie, you
this is the most intelligent thing JJ has ever said.
False.
Is fire burnt? It's like the same thing. It's like fire, like burnt is the reaction of fire, wet is the reaction of water, but fire's not burnt.
Yeah, fire's burnt.
I rest my case.
Interesting. Take.
I don't know. But yeah.
Did we change your perception on it? Or you
that one really got me. Is fire burnt?
Other okay. Hot take, Vikings. All the haters out there have been giving me crap about the Vikings. They're going to the chip this year. They're gonna beat the Packers. That's my hot take.
Go Vikings.
I can get behind that one.
The Broncos stink, JJ. Sorry.
Packers even good?
Better than the Broncos.
The Broncos do struggle.
Yeah.
Hey, we're on our come up. It's getting there.
Kitty, are you a Broncos fan?
I suppose. A bit of one.
Okay. Okay, if you guys could play any other sport, what would you play?
Basketball is the only sport I was really good at other than football growing up. I miss it.
Doesn't matter if you're good. That wasn't the point of the question.
Would be more fun?
Yeah, what? If you could be good
if
at
If you were
sport,
good at any sport, yeah. What would you play?
There's some sports like swimming is low-key like underrated. Like just being able to like be in water and be like, I'm faster than everyone in this place in water is like kind of a cool
brag. I was thinking about cool that brag. Too. I'd honestly say that, or maybe even like tennis or
something
like that.
I was
going like
to say
that.
Tennis.
Because like pickleball is super fun, but I feel like a 1v1 in tennis would also be pretty fun to compete in.
Actually, yeah. I'd choose the 100.
Track.
Being that fast would be so cool. What about you guys?
I'd say tennis, or like, I don't know.
I'd say like gymnastics.
Gymnastics,
like to go
yeah.
To the Olympics, that would be so cool.
Or like golf.
I redact my answer. I'm going with golf.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can play it for your whole life, basically.
True. Exactly.
And become famous like Tiger Woods.
Even the people that are good at golf, though, still get frustrated with golf. Like, it's just like an angry sport.
Well, that's why it's fun, because like,
You
do
it
always have something to work
friends,
on. Yeah, you can
you
do
can
it casually
compete.
Or competitively.
Yeah.
Or, and you're always, like, working on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
I mean, you hit a good shot on, like, a par 3, and you're, like, 5 feet from the pin.
Then
that
you miss
feeling,
the pin.
You're like, hell yeah.
And then you miss the pin, and it's gone right away.
Yeah.
Hardest position in football.
Probably corner, I would say.
Quarterback, no doubt. I guess it depends on the level. I mean, in what offense you're in. Like, in the NFL, quarterback is completely different.
From a knowledge standpoint.
It's a complete different
animal. I mean, you have to also compete and know your reads and stuff like that and be quick with your reads. But I feel like you're more isolated at corner. So if you whiff on a play, it's more apparent to everyone.
Yeah, safety over the top.
Actually, that is hard, though, because, like, at quarterback, you throw an interception and everybody's pointing the finger at you when the receiver or someone could have ran the wrong route as well.
Mm-hmm. I'll phrase it this way. In the NFL, there's only 20 quarterbacks who have job security, and they're paid by far the most money. It's because it's, in my opinion, it's the hardest to do. It's the rarest ability to have. Like, there's a reason why guys are making $60 million to do it.
I would say from a mental aspect, quarterback's harder. But I would say from the physical aspect, corner is harder.
I can get by on that.
Same. same.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
What's your football pet peeve or ick?
Oh. Do you have one?
I could probably go on forever.
Let's hear him.
First one is when I have to set the huddle like 6 times because dudes just want to walk around and do whatever they want. Because like in a game, I'm breathing heavy. I'm tired. I don't want to call huddle 6 times, but some guys reluctantly refuse to get in the huddle. Oh man, I would say these are all kind of personal to offensive line. Like when we're at the line of scrimmage and you're trying to make a call, but like the defense is like they're all yelling. Like the guys next to me are all like ask me what the call is, and it's like no matter what I say, no one's gonna hear me because there's just yelling coming from everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's just like constant yelling.
I'd probably say I don't like people who are super, super selfish and don't take accountability.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that kind of upsets me. I mean, with it being a team sport, yeah, you're going to have your faults. And when you do, you have to be able to take that accountability instead of like pointing the fingers and stuff. And I feel like if there's guys on the team who are always about me, 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 and then point the fingers at other people when something goes wrong, that kind of irks me.
Mm-hmm.
My other one's when tight ends drop the ball.
Did you guys hear something?
I didn't. Okay. What is the correct way to slice a sandwich?
Like a square sandwich?
Yeah.
Diagonal.
Oh. Straight down the middle.
I grew up with it down the middle, but I feel like it's diagonal. I feel like diagonal is the better way to do it.
Because you get a corner bite, yeah. And then you get the middle piece. You get a bite of the middle piece, and then you just have like one bite of the crust left. I just feel like it's more efficient.
4 bites. He just broke it down into bites for us.
Yeah, no, I just say right down the middle. I've never really had it diagonal. I just always grew up with it right down the middle.
That's fair.
So.
You keep the crust on?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Some people are picky, man.
Actually, when I was little, I definitely cut the crust off.
Me too, but.
For a while, but I grew out of that. Don't worry.
When? Last year?
No, 2 years ago.
No.
My bad.
Yeah, come on. Okay, who has the messiest locker?
Who what?
Who has the messiest locker?
Nick Gaze.
Caleb tried nominating me for this one, but I'm not having it because if you go and take a gander at Mo Newsom's locker, you could swim in that thing.
I've never seen his locker, I don't think.
Spare yourself.
At one point, Nick had like half of his wardrobe in his locker.
Yeah, like, some guys like to take advantage of the laundry system, and they'll just like bring half their closet and throw it on the loop, and then it just stays there. But I mean, there's like a whole box for like all your cleats and stuff and everything, but like Mo would rather just throw them in there. They're just kind of hanging out. Yeah.
Do you guys spend a lot of time in your locker room?
I'd say more so during the season.
Yeah.
And I think it's also dependent on like your class schedule. Like if I only had an hour of downtime between my classes and practice, I'd probably just go hang out in the locker room or even like the lounge area that we have. So I would say, yeah, a decent amount.
I know the linemen in the summer, when we get done with the workout at like 8 in the morning, there's nowhere to be. We all just kind of kick it in there for a little bit.
Like an hour.
Yeah. It's more time than we should. We waste a lot of time, but yeah.
Yeah.
How about you guys? You guys spend a lot of time in your locker room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, on game days, I feel like we're there forever. Like the whole day. But on normal days, we're there like an hour before practice. That's it.
Because you guys have like a few couches in there and stuff, right?
Yeah.
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 How long does it take you to get ready on game day?
Like, get ready, like, put all our stuff on.
Yeah, like the whole thing, like the hair, like all that.
Oh, like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Some people take longer.
I don't do much. Yeah.
Do you guys, like, put makeup and stuff on before games?
Yeah. A little bit.
Like, do you count that as getting ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was shorter than I thought. Takes me longer. I don't wear makeup.
How long did you think it took us?
I don't know. You said you were there all day. I figured that part of that, most of that was getting ready.
I feel like we're there all day. Well, like, we had our home tournament, and there was, like, games going on before us, so we'd go watch.
Like, shout, yeah.
But, and we have our pregame meal, like, 3 hours before the game. Mm. And we have, like, rehab and mm-hmm. all that. Class. Yeah.
Is it soda or pop?
I don't know. I feel like I've always grown up saying both.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle says soda pop, so he just incorporates both of them. I wouldn't necessarily say one or the other. I use both.
So it was always pop growing up. Well, that's what it was.
It's pop.
I say soda.
Do you guys say dinner or supper?
Supper.
Dinner.
Dinner.
So I was unaware of this until this year. Apparently some people say both, but dinner is actually lunch, and supper is where dinner would be at.
Whoever said
apparently
that.
That's normal. I don't know.
That's not normal.
Who told you this?
My girlfriend that's from Nebraska.
So Nebraska?
You Nebraskan people.
No.
It's your thing.
I'm from Nebraska, and I just say dinner.
Heard multiple times now, I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that either.
Nor have I.
Learn something every day.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways. Have you guys ever thrown up on the field?
Like, practice or games or both?
Both.
Does
that happen often?
I feel like it happens more than you would think. Personally, like last year, there's multiple times during games I threw up, like on the field. Like, we were in the huddle, and I had to turn around and throw up.
There's but why?
There's been a few times. Well, I don't really know. Every once in a while, when I'm out on the field, I can't get, like, my saliva going, so my mouth and throat gets dry. And, like, when it gets dry, I don't know, it's, like, gets hard to breathe. And then I just, like, gag and throw up.
Okay.
So there's been, like, times where I've put gum in during drives and stuff like that, just to help, like, get that saliva going.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've thrown up in huddles. I've thrown up in my stance before play.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll back you up on the saliva thing. For some reason, the dome gets really dry on game days. It's the mouth guard. Mouth guards make your mouth really dry. So I'll give you that. But I've never thrown up in reaction to it. I don't throw up much, so I guess I've never actually done it. But I've seen a lot of things go on that field, whether it's puke or blood or... Yeah.
So spit. Nice.
Yeah. So, everything.
Everything. Yeah.
They disinfect it. It's fine.
Okay.
Let's hope.
Sort of.
I mean, we're all fine.
Now that I think I've... Okay. Cash or credit?
Cash.
Cash. Because everything's free.
Straight cash, homie. Shout out Randy Moss.
Depends. Like, if I got a job and stuff, probably credit. So, like, in the summer, yeah, credit. But, like, during the school year when my parents come to games and stuff, mm-hmm. they'll give me, like, $100 just of, like, spending money and stuff. But, so, at that point, then it's cash. So I'd say it's, like, split decision.
Yeah.
Whatever I got.
I feel like if I have cash, I'm using cash.
Yeah, me too.
I have it. If I have it, I try not to use it until it's like absolutely necessary. I don't know why I hate pulling out cash for everything.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Do you have any more questions?
Nope, that's it for today.
Do you guys have any questions for us?
Have you guys liked USD so far?
Yeah.
Did you guys are sophomores?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Love this place.
I love it.
Where are you both from?
I'm from Omaha, Nebraska.
I'm from Colorado.
303.
Anyways.
But yeah, we like it. It's fun.
Yeah.
Good. You guys like your teammates and like the town environment and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our teammates are great. We get along really well.
I feel like everywhere you go, like fans know you. Like my family and I went to Alfredo's after the game and people were just like coming up to me and saying like, good job.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's what's cool about like the small town vibe and stuff.
Yeah.
What was your guys' deciding factor to come here?
I was talking to multiple schools in the Summit League, so like USC was like the best at volleyball, and I feel like I wanted to be a part of a winning program, and that's kind of what made me want to come here.
I feel like getting to talk with like the girls, like the senior class last year was like who I did my visit with, so like Evelyn and Laura and B and all of them like talked about it so highly that it kind of convinced me that this was the place to be.
Yep.
And you said that you like your teammates and stuff. Does any like drama ever happen or anything like that between you guys?
You're digging.
I mean, like, well, I mean, I know it's like a select few, but I feel like on a football team there's whatever 100 guys, 110 guys. Like each day it can vary, like at practice or something like that, you'll start like talking crap to one another and stuff and like talk about it in the locker room after practice. Like, does any of that ever happen between you guys or?
Not really.
We
just have like, we're like jokingly
competitive.
Jokingly mean, like, but not mean.
My roommate Amanda and I, if we're on like opposite teams for the practice and like something happens, we'll like go home and not talk to each other for a while. But then we'd laugh about it the next day, so.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than that.
Thanks for watching, or listening.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming, guys. And you can find.
You can find this where you get your podcasts.
YouTube.
And the link in our bio.
Spotify.
Okay. YouTube. Did we already say that? All right. See you next time.
Thank you, guys.
YouTube.
Go Yotes.